We are a growing God, and what that means for you and me. By Cyril James Skidmore. That's me. Okay, let's begin. The huge explosion that created our universe is still exploding, isn't it? We are all still being created right now. And as we all know, since the beginning, from the very simple, we have become very complex, as the simple exploding gas has become hundreds of billions of galaxies. And from our planet, and maybe on millions of other planets, we have come alive, as our combining chemicals slowly became a cell. And from the one, we have become the many, as that cell became every single living thing. And ever since living began, we have become increasingly conscious and aware, as the explosion gradually became you and me. Obviously, this universe of ours is not just exploding and expanding. We are also always growing and becoming something more. And when life first emerged, we could see what you personally know is true. We are growing because we want to. You and I, and all that come alive, want to be alive, don't we? Every one of us will fight with all of our might to stay alive. And every one of us wants to be as alive and as successful as possible. Every tree and every rat and every whale wants to become as great as it can be, doesn't it? Every flower tries to become as inviting a flower as it can. And every cheetah tries to become as fast as it can. And every human tries to become as good as it can at whatever it chooses to do. And we would all like to do everything we do even better, so we can be even more successful. And to get better, as you know, every living being always acts in a way they think is best for them to survive and grow. And we always have. The first fish and the first mammals and the caveman always acted in their own self-interest in order to make their life better. And since the beginning of life, all of those choices to live as successfully as possible eventually helped us find new ways to be better, so that over time we have grown greater and indeed become more. Our eagle that glides and soars benefits from an ancient small dinosaur who, in its own self-interest, tried to jump from one tree to another to reach safety or more food. And obviously, you and I and all humans benefit from an ancient monkey who, in its self-interest, tried to stand on two legs to see over the grasses to find food and locate lions. All of the extremely intricate and elaborate plants and animals that live successfully today are the result of millions of selfish choices made by millions of living beings trying to become as much as they could in any way possible for millions and millions of years. And, as each of us has experienced, the reason we always act in our own interest is because some compelling drive from deep within us makes us. Our exploding universe does not just contain matter, does it? It also contains a desire. coming from inside every cell and every atom throughout our entire body. Something is making us always want to become more successful. Something is always making us want more knowledge to learn how to keep on succeeding. And we all want more wealth to be as secure as possible and to have as much as possible. And we all want freedom to be as unrestricted as possible so we can grow as great as possible. And we all want sex from the best spouse possible in order to live as best we can and to help our families and our species become even more successful. And everything we want is caused by this silent drive from the deep center of our being, compelling us to keep on growing and become more. In the past, as we continued to get smarter, we began to look at ourselves and our unique behavior with increasing bewilderment. And we began to ask, why do we always want to be alive? Why do we want to become as successful and as powerful as we can be? What is really going on in this universe of ours? The answers, of course, remained hidden from us for a very long time, until our understanding of our life as a universe became great enough for us to finally see reality. While looking at the whole history of our explosion and those billions of years of our existence, eventually we saw we have always been going in one direction only. Motivated by a drive coming from the very center of our being, we who are life always want to stay alive and become as great as we can because our universe wants to be alive and to become our idea of a God, just like the one many of us believe created us. The history of our explosion is our story of always becoming greater and more godlike because we want to be a real God. We want to be omniscient. We want to understand everything. Our books and computers were created to allow us to remember and analyze all of the growing knowledge we keep acquiring so we can become even more aware of reality. And we will never stop learning, will we? And like a true God, we want to be omnipresent. We want to be everywhere. We are constantly developing new and more powerful telescopes and microscopes and planetary probes because we all want to have better eyes and ears to experience everywhere we are not. And we intend to encounter everything, from the smallest to the largest and the closest to the furthest. And like a true God, we want to be omnipotent. We want to be all-powerful and in command of all of existence. We want to be a God that can consciously recreate everything, everywhere, any way we choose. And like a true God, we want to be immortal. We do not ever want to die. We all want to live as long as we can, and we all dream of a heaven where we can live forever. As we continue to get smarter and grow toward omniscience, and as we go on to other planetary bodies and toward omnipresence, and as our power to recreate our world continues to build to omnipotence, we are all seeing ourselves becoming more and more a true, all-knowing God. If this huge explosion was created by another God, we now know what the God created is a growing God that is on the way to becoming just like itself. We are on the path of becoming an immortal awareness that is completely awake in a heaven we are creating. Is there another heaven the dead go to when they die? We do not know, because this reality in which we find ourselves is all we presently know about, isn't it? We are creating our heaven out of this universe we are in. The reason we all want to keep living longer, and we want life to keep getting better for ourselves and our children, is because we are making our heaven right here on Earth and within our universe. And whether it is in science or business or sports or the arts, we honor every new achievement in every endeavor because they are our proof that our growth toward Godhood and our heaven is continuing. And there is no doubt we today are a more powerful God than our ancestors, because we can split an atom and change the chemistry of a cell, and our ancestors could not. Yes, you and I exist in this explosion to create a God. Our deep desire to learn how to be more and more successful is really our compelling drive to become more and more godlike. And eventually, working together, we will understand everything, and we will create our heaven out of this universe of ours. And we will have learned how to be immortal. We will be an immortal God that exists in reality. And that is the truth, isn't it?